And a good Monday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X. Don't forget that you can take the show with you on demand on your own time by checking out the Nick Craig Show podcast. It's available in your favorite podcast app. Just search for the Nick Craig Show, tap the subscribe or follow button, and you'll get a new program delivered each and every weekday morning. You can also listen online by visiting the website, nickcraig.com. Hopefully you had a nice weekend, a busy weekend, news weekend across the United States and internationally. We'll be tracking some of those details throughout the week. However, this morning we are going to be focusing on a very important local story, that being the new Hanover County fiscal year budget. This is something that, if you've been tracking the show over the last couple of months, something that we've been bringing to your attention, the possibility, due to property reevaluation, which happens at least here in New Hanover County every 4 years, that you could have been looking at and facing a property tax increase at the tune of hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a year. Why was all of this playing out the way that it was? Well, property values in New Hanover County, on average, have soared more than 65%. I think that average number is 67% compared to where they were just 4 short years ago. And with that, the county was looking at a huge influx of new dollars available because, well, when property goes up by 67%, that is a lot more taxable property that the county is able to bring in. So over the last couple of months, we have been tracking details out of the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners as it relates to that budget. Originally, the original numbers looked like they would have been around maybe 35, 36, maybe even 38 cents per $100 of valuation. That's how property tax values are calculated here across the state of North Carolina. And after a very interesting meeting late last week, Thursday afternoon, well, thanks to the three Republicans on the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners, that would be Chairman Bill Rivenbark, Vice Chair Leanne Pierce, and County Commissioner Dane Scalise, they were able to get that rate all the way down to 30.6 cents. Which is very close to the revenue neutral of 29.6 cents per $100. A lot of numbers, but again, why is all of this relevant? Well, because of these new property tax, or because of the value increases, because so many people's homes have increased, some cases doubled, quadrupled in value over the last couple of years, well, the county was looking at a huge windfall of cash being available. And as we have followed this debate, as we have watched this unfold over the last couple of months, there has been a big push by Democrats, predominantly on the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners, to balloon the size of the budget. And when we were originally looking at the proposed budget given to the New Hanover County Commissioners to mull over and debate on, we were looking at a $40 million increase in the county's budget from last fiscal year's approved budget to this upcoming one. A $40 million increase. That is a substantial increase in the size and scope of government. So after the county commission meeting back a few weeks ago, which we brought you coverage right here on, many residents, citizens speaking out against this increase. We have some pretty interesting dialogue on the dais between the county commissioners. They agreed after nearly an hour or more than an hour of discussing this that they needed to have another budget work session before the end of June. Why? Well, because July 1 kicks off the new fiscal year. That's when the county is supposed to have their budget approved, voted on, and are ready to move forward starting July the 1st. So that brought us to last Thursday, where before the county commission was set to have their agenda review meeting, which they have before every county commission meeting, which, by the way, there's one coming up this morning, they decided to do another budget workshop. And throughout that process, a new budget was brought forth for the county to the county commissioners to look at and debate. And that's that 30.6 cent budget that we are talking about here this morning. And it's a very interesting, the whole thing is very interesting, right? Because one of the unfortunate realities of government is there is never enough money, right? There's always the need for more funds. There's always the need for more money to be spent and more money to be available. So here are the details of the county commission budget that was brought forth to the members of the New Hanover County Board of Commission. This is that 30.6 cents that we are talking about this morning. And there's about 15 items on here that kind of explain how they got down to this 30.6 cent rate. There's a variety of things on here, various cuts and changes, things that will not be funded as it relates to this budget. One of the big issues, and this is where our clips start this morning, was a more than $2.3 million increase investment, to the 911 system. You'll see that as item number 10 for those watching along this morning, either live or after the fact. You'll see item number 10 here, $2.3 million in delaying public safety technology enhancements. Now, immediately, you probably have some reaction, which I think is fair of, okay, well, it's a significant amount of money. Public safety is one of the very few things that government is actually responsible for. Public safety is one of the core services that government should care about. It is one of the core services that government should be dealing with. So this brought forth the debate of this $2.3 million increase as it relates to the 911 operations center. And here was some of the interesting back and forth. We'll start off with Democrat Commissioner Rob Zappel over something like that.
Software that supports that is no longer supported by our vendor.
It's number one, it's the same provider. Number two, there have been many iterations since then. It is certainly not the priority of the vendor to support this software, but there are no limitations to our ability to process except in dispatch 911 calls. There is some modern functionality that we would ask to forego for 12 months, but we are not jeopardizing the responsiveness of the system. And I didn't mean to disrupt, Amanda. I just wanted to put that in context that I said at the first session, that is one thing that I would ask you not to address. So I contradict myself by recommending as the last thing out to achieve a budget that would be something that I would ask you to delay for 12 months.
So before we get into any additional commentary, I think the point there that the county manager makes is one that needs to be, you need to understand. They've got some sort of more antiquated software system for the 911 operations center. And as the county manager says, delaying this by 12 months into next year's budget will not affect the operations of the 911 center, meaning that if you have to, God forbid you're in a situation where you need to call 911 for yourself or for a family member, a relative, a friend, that you're able to get through and you're able to get law enforcement, fire, whoever needs to respond to your call out and dispatched. And as you just heard from the county manager, delaying this $2.3 million, which, by the way, we'll come back to much later on in the discussion this morning, but I'm trying to walk through this chronologically, delaying this will not have an immediate impact and will have no impact on the county's ability to dispatch fire, EMS, or police to an ongoing emergency. Those were the words that you just heard out of County Manager Chris Coudray's mouth. And then you'll now hear where Democrat Commissioner Rob Zappel takes this conversation.
Chris, I think it's really appropriate that you do bring that out because it is one of the many things that are included in this budget that I vehemently disagree with, but it's one that will affect everybody in New Hanover County. If I've got a choking child and I'm trying to get through and that software breaks down, I'm not going to worry about what could happen in the future, nor am I particularly concerned about the language around how we can delay this for a year. A fully functioning and modern 911 system is a core service that we provide here.
And I agree with Commissioner Zappel. A fully functioning operational 911 system is a core service of government. But the fear-mongering associated with this is the problem. You just heard, just seconds ago, from the county manager that the system is continuing to operate. It is an operable system that is not failing. Software, at a certain point, becomes unsupported by a vendor. That is an absolute fact. That happens in every industry all over the place. You this morning might have an old copy of Microsoft Word or Excel on your computer. It is no longer supported by Microsoft. However, the system still works. You're still able to open up Word, type into a Word document, and send it to a printer. Right? That's what happens with software over a period of time. So for this this extreme reaction from Commissioner Zappel that a choking child is not going to be able to get through to the 911 operations center because of this software thing is just not true. Now, it's a good tactic. It's a good way to fearmonger the community into believing that if the Republicans on the county commission vote in favor of this budget, that you're not going to be able to reach 911. You're not going to be able to get a fire on the line. God forbid your house is on fire. Somebody's breaking into your house. You're not going to be able to get 911 on the phone. It's an extreme example. And it's something that was just mentioned moments ago is not actually the case. County Commissioner Dane Scalise jumped in on this and called out Commissioner Zappel for, again, what I'll call just fear-mongering, plain and simple.
That is certainly inflammatory rhetoric to suggest that... Mm-hmm. Ma'am?
Go ahead, continue.
I will go ahead.
Good, you shouldn't stop.
Would you like to say something? You seem to want to speak while I'm speaking.
By the way, he's talking to the great Stephanie Walker, who is a new Democrat on the Board of Commissioners, who, while Commissioner Scalise is trying to speak, she is over there huffing and puffing over this debate that's going on. Dane calls her out on it and says, hey, I'm trying to speak. Let me talk. We don't need to listen to you sighing into the microphone because you disagree with the commentary that's going on. And by the way, this is a typical approach for Stephanie Walker. She spent her time on the school board. Meeting after meeting, anytime Republicans were discussing something that she didn't agree with, all you would hear was huffing and puffing, sighing into the microphone. It's just not the way that you're supposed to operate as an elected official. Let your colleagues speak. If you disagree with them, clap back. Try and dispel whatever they're saying. But this need to huff and puff into your microphone and sigh and just make these kind of just ridiculous noises and comments are just absurd. But of course, you know, Democrats, facts over feelings. That's how Stephanie Walker operates.
We have been told that the 911 system as it currently exists works and that it can be delayed for a year. I would recommend that we continue to look at prior policy decisions of this board that may not be necessary anymore. Perhaps there are other dollars to be had, dollars that we've previously allotted that could perhaps in short order be reapportioned to a project like this. There are a number of things that we can look at. And in fact, one of the charges that I would like to make to this commission in light of the manager's comments at our last meeting about how so many of these items are driven by policy decisions that this board has made. I think that we need to reopen the book on the policy decisions that this board has made across the board and determine whether or not outside of this budget process, in fact, there are other areas where we can save and perhaps apportion dollars to items like this 911 upgrade. So say it as you like. It's not my call how you describe things, but to say if I don't approve this 911 center upgrade this year that kills people is reckless.
And it is absolutely reckless. Commissioner Scalise is spot on. And for folks that have not been following this discussion long term, maybe you're joining us for the first time this morning. Appreciate you being here. What Commissioner Scalise is talking about when he talks about opening up the books and looking at prior policy decisions, this has been one of the big debates throughout this entire budget cycle, that over the last 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years, New Hanover County, as a governing body, the Board of Commissioners, have set a variety of policy directives and decisions going forward, ways in which they are going to handle the business of New Hanover County. And they have set priorities. They have set a variety of issues. And one of them is listed right here on this spreadsheet or this PowerPoint from the county. One of the cuts that is being made to get down to 30.6 cents is $3 million worth of workforce housing allocations, which is this scam of an idea that New Hanover County is going to invest in so-called workforce housing, that they're going to make housing more affordable. Meanwhile, to make it more affordable, we're going to jack up your property taxes and make it less affordable for you to live in your home. Let that sit in for a second. Let that sink in. in order to make workforce housing or affordable housing a priority, the county wants to increase your taxes to therefore make housing more affordable. Does it sound ridiculous? Does it sound insane? Does it not make any sense at all? If so, you're absolutely spot on, right? Because in the past, over the past 5 years, it has been a policy directive by a previous board of commissioners to allocate money to so-called workforce or so-called affordable housing. So when you hear Commissioner Scalise bring up the concept and bring up the idea that we need to start going through the books, we need to start looking at what these policy decisions are that are driving a budget, that are driving the spending of almost $500 million. The county's budget is over $450 million a year, right? It is a substantial amount of money that is being spent. Commissioner Scalise brings up the point that, well, maybe we need to look at some of the things that previous boards have decided to figure out where we can make some cuts, to figure out where we can save taxpayers some money so that we can lower their property tax increase, so we can lower the rate in which they will be sending money to New Hanover County. Again, you don't have a choice whether you pay your property taxes. You stop paying your property taxes, the county comes and takes your home. That's how this process works. A lien is put on your house, you lose your property. That's how this process works. It is not a choice as to whether you partake in your local property tax. You can give it a shot if you'd like. I'd highly advise against doing so, but you're more than willing to go and try that if you're interested. I can promise you, you will not win. I can promise you it will not be a good situation. So you don't have a choice as to what you're paying. The county says, here's the value of your house, which yes, you can argue and negotiate over. But they say, here's the value of your house, here's the tax rate, here's your bill. You have no choice but to pay it. That's how this process works. And Commissioner Pierce, I don't think I've got the clip of it, but Commissioner Pierce brings up some of the same comments and says, hey, you know, I've been on the board now a couple of years, and I'd love to see every single policy. I'd love to see everything that is directing and driving the county moving forward. Again, decisions made in the past, things like workforce housing, things like a taxpayer-funded grocery store in downtown Wilmington, which we'll get into. Those are previous policy decisions that were driving what could have been a multi-hundred, if not $1,000 a year increase in your property taxes. It's those kinds of decisions that had been made in the past that were just pushed on to the next year, which makes sense, right? Because the board is fluid. Every 4 years, you've got members rolling on or rolling off of the Board of Commissioners. And then with that, there is the continuity in the policies, but there's not always continuity in the individuals. So that one, you know, again, this example that's being used this morning is this 911 operate, is this 911 increase, 911 emergency system upgrade thing that's going to cost about $2.5 million. And there's more back and forth between Commissioner Pierce and Rob Zappel on that.
And we're looking at a 30-year-old system. Right. That we have been warned multiple times by the vendor,
right,
that this is a 30-year-old system and so they cannot support.
Has that been years before this year?
There have been what the improvements that you can achieve, just as if you're on Microsoft Office, they send it out on occasion. That is not happening with the particular version of the software that they have transitioned on to new generations. We have not. That does not mean that if you call, we'll go call it right now and somebody will answer the phone and the city police or city fire will be here based on that 911 call. But our job as staff is to always be looking to the future and position the county for the best technology available. Is this the best? Absolutely not.
Can I just say 30 years of technology, yes, being behind the technology is bad? Even right now, 5 years is bad. So 30 years is terrible.
Great insight there from Stephanie Walker. And so here's a valid question. Rob Zappel says this system is 30 years old, which it's not. The software that they're using is not 30 years old. But Rob Zappel has been on the Board of Commissioners since 2014. He won his election in November of 2014, was sworn in January of 2015. So he's been on the County Board of Commissioners for a decade now. A decade, 10 years. And so he makes the comment that we have this 30-year-old system and I don't understand. We've got to get this thing upgraded. It was brought up later on as a different discussion. But the question was, well, Rob, Commissioner Zappel, you've been on the commission for a freaking decade. Why did you allow the system to get to this point where it's now 30 years old? And again, it was reaffirmed by the county commission or the county manager once again, and Chris Coudray, that the system is still operating. It's just not getting the same software updates that a newer version would be getting, like any other software you use. So this idea of the system is 30 years old is not true. It's just not. They are not using a 30-year-old system to operate 911. They are not using DOS-based computers in the 911 center to dispatch calls. They're just not. You can go to the New Hanover County social media and see the individuals that are responsible for dispatching calls. They post pictures all the time of the 911 operations center. It's not a 30-year-old software system. And if it's such a priority, then why has County Commissioner Rob Zappel not gotten this upgrade done? They do a budget every freaking year. Why has he not done this in the last 10 years? Right? If it's at the point now beyond repair, then why didn't we discuss this last year? Why didn't we discuss this the year before or the year before that or the year before that? Because even at that point, the system was still 20, 25 years old. And as you heard the great words there of Commissioner Stephanie Walker, a 30-year-old software system is bad. Great. Very insightful information there from Commissioner Walker. 30-year-old software is bad. Great. Thank you. I'm glad we've got your steady hand there on the county commission to deal with this. It doesn't make any sense. The system is not failing. This is a software upgrade that, by the way, the county does end up doing. We'll get to that coming up later on. But this is a software upgrade that they don't need to do right now. And this comes back to the age-old question, the age-old discussion as it relates to government. Needs versus wants. Do they need to do this software update this year, or is it a want? Or any of the other items that exist on this list? Are these needs or are they wants? For example, number 8, $875,000 being saved for merit of 0.5% of high performers eliminated. So some sort of bonus, some sort of salary increase to high performers. Is that a need or is that a want? I would argue that that is in fact a want. You don't need to pay individuals. You don't need to pay high performers a bonus. You don't need to do that. You look at some of the other items on here. The $3 million for workforce or affordable housing. Is that a need or a want? Right? That's where this discussion all boils down to. And this is something that government has an incredibly hard time dealing with. And that was one of the biggest takeaways. I was in the room for about half of the meeting on Thursday afternoon. I had to run home and get some work done for the rest of the day. So I was in the room for about half of the meeting. And then, of course, listened to the rest of it and pulled the clips that you're listening to this morning. And that's really what stuck out to me. Was this inability by certain members of the commission to decipher between what is absolutely necessary for the operation of the county and what is a want. And those are two very different things. We talked about this before. There's plenty of things that you and I want. I want to be driving a brand new car. Do I need to do that? The answer is no. So I make the decision to not do that. I make the decision to not have a $600 a month car payment. Needs versus wants. I have a vehicle that drives. I have a vehicle that safely gets me from point A to point B. Need versus want. I have a vehicle. I have a way to get around town. I have a way that I can conduct my business in a successful manner using the car that I have. So I don't need a new one, but I sure as hell want one. Plenty of needs and wants for everybody else. You and I make these decisions day in and day out with our personal finances. Throughout the entire year, we look at needs versus wants. whether it's a family vacation, making some sort of upgrade to a house, new appliances, new flooring, whatever it might be, needs versus wants. And it all rolls back to one very basic thing. Do you have the money to do it? If you have the money to do it, well, then maybe you're able to get some of those wants. If you've got the extra money, then maybe you're able to take the extra family vacation, even though taking a vacation isn't a need, it's a want. But if you've got the money to do it, then great. Then you make the decision, we're going to allocate X amount of dollars for this trip. You don't need to do it, but you want to, and you've got the money to do so. So you make that decision, and you go on your merry way, and you spend the money. You made that decision. The county has a $450+ million budget and is incapable of deciphering the difference between a need and a want. Everything that is listed and everything that is outlined, and I've got the paper here, the printout from the meeting, and it just goes on and on. I mean, you're looking at things like art projects at Project Grace, North Chase, and Smith's Creek Park, removing $650,000 removal of that to maintain a tax rate of 30.6 cents. Again, need versus want. Do you want to have nice art at Smith's Creek and North Chase and Project Grace? Sure, but you don't need it. Smith's Creek Park, which I live right next to, will continue to operate without a $250,000 art installment. Project Grace, which the county is spending a fortune on, will operate without some piece of art. The new North Chase Library will operate without some statue in front of it. I mean, have you seen the ridiculous, stupid globe over at the county government center? That's the difference between a need and a want. They spent $250,000 on some stupid globe that sits in front of the county government center, which, by the way, you can't even see. It's on the side of the building. Need versus want. If you have extra money and you want to spend $650,000 on art for Project Grace, North Chase, and Smith's Creek Park, that's great. Phenomenal. If you've got the money to spend, you've got the extra cash in your budget, I'd spend it. Those are creature comforts that people enjoy. I'm not arguing over that. But if you don't have the money and you're needing to increase the budget by $40 million to justify those things, that is bad. That is inherently something that I have a major problem with here in New Hanover County. It's a problem I have with every government across the board. If you have the extra cash, if you're able to say, well, we think that this art is very important, then okay. Then the answer is, what are you going to cut? What are you going to not fund so that you can fund that, which is a priority? You had other things like economic development contracts, mile reimbursement, overtime, cell phone allowances, casual part-time. These are some of the other reductions that are taking place within the county. These things are all wants. None of them are needs. Cell phone allowances for county employees. Is it a need or a want? It's a want. Most private businesses do not give you a cell phone allowance. So some places will give you a phone that they pay for. But in this case, people are getting cell phone allowances to pay their own cell phone bill through AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile. That's not a need. County government can continue to function without me paying for somebody's $30 AT&T bill every month. You can continue to operate. Mileage reimbursement for county employees. In certain cases, by the way, there's a whole bunch of county cars. If you want to joyride around New Hanover County, go take out one of the gazillion Ford Focuses that sit in the parking lot of the government center. This is mileage reimbursement for people's personal vehicles. Need or want? The answer is very simple. It's a want. And that's, again, just what's so frustrating to me is government's inability to be able to look at the issue at hand, which is a major budget increase, a major tax increase for residents of New Hanover County, being unable to decipher or discern the difference between those two things. It is a core failure of government when you are unable to look at those two things and separate them. When you're unable to look straight ahead and see, all right, needs are on the left, wants are on the right. But when everything becomes a need, that's when government balloons out of control. When everything is quote unquote necessary for the continued operation of government. That's when you run into the problem, like we were staring down the barrel of just back a few weeks ago, of a massive property tax increase for New Hanover County. Because there was no ability to say, we don't need all of these things. We just want them. That's a huge problem. We'll continue the discussion of the New Hanover County's proposed budget and now passed budget at 30.6 cents coming up. Before that, I want to thank and tell you about the law group here in Wilmington. When legal challenges arise, make sure you put your trust in the law group. For over 20 years now, their experienced attorneys have provided high-quality, affordable legal services across Eastern North Carolina. Whether you're facing a divorce, navigating real estate transactions, or maybe you're in a position where you need a strong defense, the law group has your back. Their dedicated team ensures your questions are answered and issues are resolved promptly. Great news, they're located in downtown Wilmington, and they're just a phone call away at 910-251-6088, or you can visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. That's 910-251-6088, or their website, lawgroupnc.com. The Law Group, experience and dedication you can rely on. If you've got any questions about the service areas or the various areas of law that the Law Group really specializes in, all of that is available on their website. Again, lawgroupnc.com. We appreciate their continued support of the Nick Craig Show. More from last week's New Hanover County Board of Commissioners budget review meeting coming up here in just a few minutes as the Nick Craig Show rolls on live on a Monday morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X, and 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. And welcome back to the Nick Craig Show, streaming live on a Monday morning here across Wilmington and southeastern North Carolina on YouTube, Rumble, and X, 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts, as we continue discussions of what was a major day for New Hanover County back last Thursday, where county commissioners approved a 30.6 cent budget, which will mean savings in the tune of hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars a year for individuals that own property, whether it's, you know, residential or commercial property here across New Hanover County. And one of the big holdups from some members of the commission, including Commissioner Rob Zappel and Stephanie Walker, was the reduction of employees within New Hanover County, which, I, by the way, I found something very interesting, and I heard this multiple times throughout the meeting, and it was something that I was kind of taken aback by. 75% of New Hanover County's budget, which, by the way, is over $450 million, is employee costs. That would, of course, be salaries and benefits and all of the things as it relates to employees. But 75% of that budget is employees, which seems abnormally high. And doing a little bit of research over the last couple of days, that is not standard. It should be lower than about 60%. Again, we're not just talking about salaries. We're talking about, you know, healthcare, retirement, all of the various things that roll into what is an employee salary. And with this budget proposal that was brought forth on Thursday, you can see 82 position equivalencies affected for the general fund. Now, it was noted that not all of these 82 positions are places where people are currently working. Many of those positions, over 20 of them, are currently open vacant positions within New Hanover County that will not be filled. So that brought forth the next discussion over people being fired within New Hanover County. Here's Commissioner Rob Zappel.
You know, firing, you know, as many as 68 or 70 employees for doing nothing other than their job as a way to work a political agenda down is not the way to do this. These are people that we say on a regular basis, we've hired the best and the brightest, and they are doing the job. I am really proud of the work that our county has done, and that our county manager has managed over the past 12 years now to kind of raise us up to where we are as one of the wealthiest, most growing, and vital and vitality-based counties in North Carolina. Our economic growth is an engine in Southeast North Carolina and across the entire state. And to try and dismantle that, which is what we're trying to do with this budget, is backward-looking. We should be forward-looking, and it starts with our employees. And I disagree with firing good people and the message it sends out to the rest of our employees.
Now, before I comment on Commissioner Zappel's point, Commissioner Dane Scalise immediately jumped in on this, and I want to play his comments, and then I'll get to my thoughts.
Major point of disagreement that you and I have.
Good.
It does not start with our employees. It starts with the taxpayers. It starts with the people of this county. I absolutely love our employees. Our employees do a great job. But the fact of the matter is, organizations on a regular basis have to evaluate what their revenue is and whether or not their expectations for revenue are being met, as well as the economic pressures that they're under. And our constituents, our taxpayers, the people who we represent should be, sir, our primary thought, not the employees. The employees are a secondary consideration behind the taxpayers. So we have a fundamental disagreement on thinking of our employees first before the taxpayers.
The taxpayers are at the foundation of this entire organization. I'm talking about the work that this organization, our county, does. And we reevaluate ourselves on a daily basis.
Not true.
There is no one working in this county that is sitting on their hands or doing
Not
a
true.
Poor job.
Not true.
I won't go there because I get around this county. I talk to the different departments. I work with each one of the departments and the department heads. And I know that we are working lean.
Okay. All right. There's a lot to dissect here. So the point that Commissioner Zappel's making is that good people are going to get fired and it's not their fault. Yeah, that's probably true. And is that an unfortunate reality of the situation? Yes. But it happens. Businesses, large and small, have to make decisions and make changes over time. Look at the news just back a couple of weeks ago. Encino, one of the major employers here in New Hanover County, laid off, 14% of their workforce? Is it because those employees sucked? Is it because those employees weren't doing their job? The answer is no. The reality is that business had to make an important decision as it relates to the future viability of them as a business. And many times and in many cases, that includes downsizing. That includes changing the focus, changing the structure. Is it unfortunate? Yes. But it is the reality of working. It is the reality of having an employer, having somebody that you work for. Things change. And I really love the point that Commissioner Scalise made in this back and forth. You know, Rob Zappel's under the mindset and of the opinion that everything starts and stops with county employees. And Commissioner Scalise, I think, absolutely shuts that down by making the point that it starts, in fact, with your residents, the over 250,000 people about that call New Hanover County home. That's where it starts and stops. You know, I made this comment at the county commission meeting a couple of weeks ago. We're not your piggy bank. We don't have unlimited resources to pay for every single pet project that New Hanover County wants to endeavor. Whether it's some great idea like Port City United, where the county is going to invest millions of dollars a year to stop violence. What a waste of freaking money that was. Only to be found out that you've got county employees, gang members selling drugs, driving people to shootings. That's what was going on with Port City United. That was another pet project from New Hanover County at the expense of taxpayers. A pet project that made our community less safe and burdened the taxpayers. I think Commissioner Scalise is absolutely spot on. Absolutely spot on when he talks about looking at the employees, or looking at the residents, looking at the people that fund the county at the tune of over $450 million a year. That's where it needs to start. Employees and this idea, Rob Zappel, there's not a single employee in our organization that's sitting on their hands. Rob, you and I both know that that's bullshit. You and I both know that in every single organization, from small business to the largest enterprises, there are people that are, quote unquote, sitting on their hands. There are individuals that are not acting and providing 100% effort. And you can guarantee that that is going on in New Hanover County, not because it's a county, but because that's business in general. When you've got hundreds of employees, there are individuals that are not meeting their quote-unquote full potential. The fact of the matter is, it is much easier to do that in government. It is much easier to perform less effective in government because the reality is nobody ever gets fired. Unlike small business, unlike medium to large business, where they have to look at the books, where they are constantly, unlike what Rob Zappel says, that the county's constantly reevaluating, it's not true. The county's not constantly reevaluating anything. They're constantly spending more money. They're constantly hiring more employees. They're constantly expanding the size and scope of government. That's what they're doing constantly. They're not reevaluating. You think they're going through and looking at every single job title and every single position in New Hanover County and saying, huh, do we need these positions? The answer is no. Of course not. Of course they're not. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Yes, it sucks that people are going to lose their jobs. Absolutely. It sucks anytime somebody loses their job. But to me, that is not a good enough justification to burden the taxpayers of New Hanover County for an additional $40 million. Because 30-some-odd people might lose their jobs is not a justification to raise everybody's property taxes. I'm sorry, it's just not. You need to figure out how to continue to operate with that money. You need to figure out how to continue to operate without spending more. You need to figure out how to continue to operate without burdening the residents of New Hanover County. Plain and simple. Is it unfortunate? Sure. Does it suck that individuals will be losing their jobs with the passage of this budget? Yes. But unfortunately, we're not a piggy bank. Unfortunately, the residents and the citizens of New Hanover County do not have an endless supply of cash to funnel over to New Hanover County for their employees, which, you know, by the way, includes very generous salaries, benefits, some of the best health care that you can get in southeastern North Carolina, and every single year, a major cost of living increase, which most people in the private sector don't get. There are pros and cons of working for government. And unfortunately, just like small business, government changes. The size, scope, and scale of government changes. More on this back and forth.
70 or more existing employees who are not doing their job and need to be fired, that's just wrong, and it hurts us in so many ways. It also opens the door for the public to turn around and say, well, hey, if they got rid of 70, why don't you get rid of 150 or 200?
I agree. Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. You're right. You're 100% right, Rob. It does open the door for that, and I think it's a valid exercise to play out. Do we need hundreds of employees within New Hanover County? How many do we actually need? Again, need versus want. You might want 1,000 employees, but do you need 1,000 employees is the question. And the answer is no. Needs versus wants. Once again.
Oh, it just crumbles from there. That's the wrong way to go about this.
As I'm sure you know, because I know that you always read materials before they're presented to us, and I know that you've been talking with staff this week, many of these employees that you're referencing are unfilled positions. Mm-hmm. There are also, through attrition, people that are going to be leaving the organization by whatever means included in the numbers that you just said. Mm-hmm. So, the ever-increasing number, it was first 36, and then it somehow became 70, and now we're into the 100s that you've said. That's not what is being contemplated. There are a number of unfilled positions where there is nobody that would be removed from the budget. And rather than hire somebody in that position, a position is not a person.
No, and an unfilled position does not mean it's not necessary.
Well, I would beg to differ on that. I guess we have a philosophical difference. If you have an unfilled position, I would argue it's not necessary. Because if it was necessary, it wouldn't be unfilled. So in everything total, 30 of the 82 set cut positions are currently vacant. There is nobody working in those positions. Those 30 are not going to be filled. So that brings us down to 52 individuals. As Commissioner Scalise notes, many of these additional positions are going to be individuals that are leaving the organization, leaving New Hanover County government, whether they are retiring, whether they are moving to a different sector, whether they are leaving the area as a whole. So all in all, you are looking about less than 50 employees that are going to end up losing their jobs in New Hanover County. Is that still an unfortunate situation? Absolutely. But let's be clear. It's not hundreds of people being laid off from the county. It's not hundreds of people that are going to be walking into pink slips tomorrow morning for no reason. That's not the case at all. This is a strategic realigning of New Hanover County, figuring out where the priorities are and where they are not. That's the key differentiator. That's the key back and forth as it takes place during this, as it took place during this discussion. And it's absolutely a philosophical difference between the right and the left. Government is not supposed to be an employment tool. Government is not supposed to be an employment engine. Private business is supposed to be the engine. It should not trickle down from the county. The county should be at the bottom. And then the small business and everybody else, they're the ones that blossom from the county. That's how this process should work. The county is not, it is not chartered that the county is obligated to be an employer. One of the largest employers in New Hanover County, which I will always argue is a major problem. When government is one of your largest employers, that's not good. You want business to be your largest employer, not county government. Because the reality is government doesn't have any way to generate revenue except for taxes. Government doesn't have any way to generate revenue besides burdening the taxpayers of whatever municipality or area we're talking about, whether it's property tax or sales tax or ad valorem tax, all of these different taxes. When you stay at a hotel, there's a room occupancy tax that you pay. That's how the county generates money. They don't produce a product. They don't produce a service that generates revenue like a business does or has to, or of course, they go out of business. They have no ability to do that. So that to me is a problem when you've got the county being one of your largest employers. When you have the county, as Rob Zappel says, driving the economic engine, that's not a good situation. That is not sustainable long term. Look at New York, look at California, look at the rest of these blue states that have taxed their residents to hell and back. What's the end result? It becomes so unaffordable to live there that people vacate. Case in point, why everybody you meet in southeastern North Carolina, 90% of them are from somewhere else. They're not from here. Myself included. Very few individuals are from New Hanover County. They've evacuated some of the terrible Democrat policies that are being, by the way, mentioned during this meeting from like Commissioner Rob Zappel and Stephanie Walker. They are in a position where they can no longer afford or no longer want to live in these very high tax areas. So they leave. Because government is too big. Government is ballooned and blossomed to the point where your taxes are tens of thousands of dollars a year. It's insane. We don't want that here. That is not sustainable long term. Case in point, New York and California. Just look at the statistics. Look at the move-out rates in those states. Why is that happening? Because it's not an affordable place to live. You can't afford to raise a family in New York. You can't afford to raise a family in vast majorities of California. It's not practical. It's too damn expensive. Why? Because government is too big and government is too bloated. Let's go on over to some additional commentary from Stephanie Walker as she talked about the only reason that this is happening now is because it's not an election year, I guess.
It costing more money. And I'm concerned that if this is where everybody wants to go next year, there's nowhere up to go up. Because I don't think there's an appetite to raise taxes, especially on an election year. And I am very concerned. No, it's true.
Well, I agree.
Realistically, it is true.
But isn't that funny? Isn't that funny that we're just concerned about raising taxes on the year where there may be an election
impact? I'm not concerned about it. I don't care.
I have had the same position throughout my time here on the commission.
That's not my take.
And
that's just
I would hope that we would not allow for whether or not we get elected.
So will you raise taxes next year if we need to?
Unlikely to do that.
You'll have to come.
Unlikely to do that. Dane Scalise is the man. Stephanie Walker, will you raise taxes next year? Dane. But unlikely to do that.
All right. Then perhaps that is a good charge to our staff to be mindful of that as a reality, that this board has a preference that is being articulated here in the form of a majority.
It's a reality. When things go up, they have to be paid for. It is just a reality. We cannot say we got to cut. This county is doing extraordinarily well. People move here because they love it here. And all the things that we have done and all that has been built in this county since I was little is so much better than it was before. The quality of life is fabulous and people keep coming. But that means we got to grow a little bit. It's just logical and it's common sense. But when you just come here and slash all this stuff.
We are growing a little bit. We're growing $11 million. That's what I just figured out.
Well, things cost more too when you have to provide more services.
Amen to Leanne Pierce. This idea that's being brought forth, and you'll hear it continued from Rob Zappel and Stephanie Walker, that the county budget is being slashed. It's being decimated. It's being destroyed. It is still an $11 million increase over last year's budget. And for anybody to make the argument, for anybody to make the point that the county budget is being dismantled because it's not going up $40 million, it's only going up $11 million, is a dishonest broker of truth. That is a dishonest argument to make. And Stephanie Walker hopefully knows, well, maybe she doesn't. Hopefully she knows that. I know for a fact Rob Zappel does. He's a smart enough and savvy enough political operator to understand the situation. But the budget is not being slashed. It is not being hacked to non-existence. It is still an $11 million increase from the $450 plus million budget passed last year by New Hanover County. It is not a significant, it's not a decrease at all. It's going up by $11 million. And, oh yeah, we can hear about inflation. Inflation isn't equated to $11 million worth of increases. It's not. And the point is, oh, as the area continues to grow, we need to spend more. That's not true. Where does it state? Why does there have to be a direct correlation between the size of an area and growth and the size and growth of government? Why do those two things have to be joined at the hip? To me, that is a false analogy. They don't have to grow. You choose to grow them. Government has made the point to grow them, but it's not required to grow. You don't need to spend $650,000 on art installations at Smith Creek's Park, North Chase Library, and Project Grace for the county to grow. You don't need to do that. Again, want versus need. And I think Commissioner Leanne Pierce, the vice chair of the New Hanover County Commission, makes a phenomenal point when she talks about cutting and making changes within government. Take a listen to this.
I'm cutting at home, and you want more of my money so that the government can expand to provide more services to people for services that they don't use, is what I hear a lot of folks saying. And
now, I'm going to stop her right there because she's absolutely spot on. And contrary to what you hear Stephanie Walker saying, No, that's exactly the case. Leanne is absolutely 100% spot on with this. Commissioner Pierce is spot on with this point. We are told year after year after year that they need more and more and more and more money to continue to provide services. And what she says is absolutely the case for services that the vast majority of people don't use. That's the fact. We're in a fortunate situation where we don't have to use the services of New Hanover County. But I look at this list, I look at all of these positions that are going to be eliminated, and I look at all of the things that are going to be changed as part of this budget. Tell me how paying people casual part-time, giving staff members cell phone allowances, giving them mile reimbursement on their own personal car, providing them with dozens of hours of overtime a week. Tell me how any of that makes my life better in New Hanover County. Tell me the direct correlation between paying somebody's cell phone bill and my quality of life is. Show me where the connection is. You can't, because it doesn't exist. It's not true. And as Commissioner Pierce notes, she's heard from a lot of people, we need to spend all this more money. We need all these more services. The vast majority of citizens don't use them. You know, I'm looking at the county investing $3.5 million into affordable housing. What about my housing affordability? What about my house? You're making my property less affordable for me so you can make somebody else's house so much more or allegedly more affordable? What the hell does that even mean? It's insane. There's no logic to the discussion at all. It's a feel-good issue for Democrats to run on. It's something that Democrats can plant a flag in the ground and say, we're fighting for affordable housing. Meanwhile, If you're a middle-class resident in New Hanover County who purchased a property, you're getting screwed so somebody else's house can be more allegedly more affordable. It makes absolutely no sense. The vast majority of residents in New Hanover County do not take advantage of 90%+ of the services available. Because you just don't. You're not eligible for them. I mean, I look at my time in New Hanover County. I've been here almost 9 years, which I know, of course, not a life longer, so I guess I don't have an opinion. But I look at the services that I've used over the 9 years that I've lived here. They're very far and few in between. And it's not because government doesn't provide good core services. It's just I'm not eligible for any of them. I'm not eligible for any sort of housing affordability. I don't have children in the public school system. I don't take advantage of the senior resource center. I buy my books on Amazon. I read them on Kindle. I don't go to the library. I mean, these are just a couple of these so-called core services. All of these things that the county has to, right? They need to provide year after year after year. And you look at the impact for the vast majority of the citizens in New Hanover County, and they don't get to take advantage of them. I'm going to restart Commissioner Pierce's clip here. I think it's very important to listen to what she says.
I'm cutting at home, and you want more of my money so that the government can expand to provide more services to people for services that they don't use is what I hear a lot of folks saying. And I just want to go back to your point about taxes. I was in private business for 30 years, and there's nobody who knows me that will say Leanne likes to spend money. I promise you that. So that's just not a philosophy of my personality that it has changed. I've always been a saver. I've always been one who likes to cut expenses and not have bloat. And just that comes from my background, probably in business. But I've always said I wanted.
Why can't you hear all the interruptions from Stephanie Walker? Me too. I'm not spending money either. Me too. Shut up. Let her talk. You have your opportunity to speak. Why do you have to jump in with me too? I'm also a saver. I also save my money. I don't spend money either. Me too.
Revenue neutral, but I was willing to expand. We've expanded $11 million. So that's just where I'm at with it. I don't care what kind of year it is. I'm always going to try to save money. That's just my personality.
The last proposal was an 11-cent tax cut. It was not a tax raise like that.
I mean, well, it is over
the way we're
budget.
Describing it, it's very weird and bizarre to me because
revenue
neutral kind of thing that's thrown out there, just like it's a cheap
Eric, how
statement.
Much is the increase from last year's budget with this 30.6 proposal?
I mean, 29.2 to 30.6 is about what you said.
$11 million.
That's
why I'm trying to explain
bloat,
to you how
though.
I figured $11 million real quick on a simple little calculator.
Yeah, I know how to use a calculator, but
bloat. I don't know.
It doesn't have to be called bloat.
I think it's
a bad way to describe it. I, too, am a business owner. I, too, know how to save my pennies. I know how to be frugal.
This
Definitely.
Budget is up by $11 million from last year. I don't know how you don't see
Well,
that.
I mean, there was, inflation, more people have moved here, and they don't all buy houses.
More people moving here does not mean that government has to, again, what is this idea from the left? More people have moved here, therefore the county government needs to grow. Says who? $11 million, that's not inflation. This is the county trying to hire more people, expanding more services, spending money on a bunch of bullshit pet projects. That's what this increase is. And I'm glad Leanne is taking Commissioner Walker to task on this because it's not this cutting of county government. It's an $11 million increase from where the budget was last year.
This is, by the way, they're not all paying into the property taxes, so... I mean, we grow and they're going to rent, but they're not going to necessarily, pay into.
Well, they will because people will raise the rents because the person who owns that property.
I'm saying they're not paying
into
the rent, system.
If I own a property and my taxes go up, I'm going to raise your rent to pay
for
it.
My point is,
it always trickles down.
They're not contributing to the taxes because they don't own, is what I'm saying. They're going to move here and need to use services and need to use parks, need to use museums, but they're not going to be paying a tax on a house.
So then we are putting the burden on the people who are homeowners.
Can't stop people from moving.
And that is the plethora of emails that we have seen, even from our seniors in this community, that they cannot afford tax increase like we're talking about. I mean, and I just have sympathy for that. These homeowners have lived here for 30 years, and they cannot afford these taxes increased on them to provide for other services.
That's because we're not really being honest and clear, not you, but just in a general sense about what the tax rate actually means. I didn't my own, my value went up 42%. At a 339, it goes up $10 a month. You keep cutting lower, and there is a proportion of people that didn't raise higher than 45%, they're going to pay less. That's concerning, especially next year, when we have to look at it again. And if we're just going to keep cutting, I just don't think it's a good idea when we have more people coming.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, I think it's a phenomenal idea to keep cutting. Government's too big. Government spends too much. Government is out of control. I think it's a phenomenal idea. And as Commissioner Scalise kind of mentioned in one of the earlier clips, he said, yeah, we should task our staff right now because nobody's going to want to raise taxes next year when two members of the county commission, Leanne Pierce and Rob Zappel's name, will be up for re-election. Nobody's going to want to raise taxes next year. So let's tell staff right now, find ways to cut more. Find ways to cut more out of the budget for heading into next year. I think it's a great idea. There's this weird false dichotomy between people moving here and the county having to grow. Doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it. And, you know, people don't need to use parks. They don't need to use the museum. I'm not saying cut parks and cut museums. That's not what I'm saying. But this idea that because more people are here, that the county needs to balloon by $40 million to make up the difference just makes absolutely no sense to me at all. So that all those clips that you heard are the lead up to the agenda review briefing, which took place immediately after the budget work session. And this is where things started off, right after the agenda review began and before they ended that meeting.
Swap from the grocery store funds being reallocated to the 911.
Mr. Chair, I think we've heard enough today about the budget to realize that there are still many moving parts. It would be wrong to the public. It'd be wrong to this board to go ahead and move ahead to do this. I recognize the why it wants to be done, but there are enough dramatic changes that are being proposed here that we should not do this outside the public's view. I think that we deserve to have this continue this debate. And to make this case at our regular meeting on Monday and not proceed with a vote here. It looks like we're doing it surreptitiously. And there's a handful of people.
Well, let's answer that. Was this an advertised meeting?
June 5th.
Are we still on public streaming?
Yes.
Okay. It's being done perfectly transparently. We just had a 3-hour robust discussion.
Hmm.
There are three people that are prepared, my understanding, to move forward with the presented budget and with the modification that I previously provided.
Yeah, this idea, again, that the meeting's not happening in public. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pulling these clips from the New Hanover County Government YouTube channel, a live-streamed meeting. I mean, you can look at the link over on the county government website to see some of the details on when this meeting was set to take place. As you look at it, here's the county meeting schedule for the entire year. What does it show? Thursday, June 12th, 4 p.m. This calendar came out late last year. Absolutely a publicly noticed meeting, an agenda review briefing that takes place. It is live streamed. The public is able to attend. You can see people sitting in the background. This is, in fact, a public meeting. And the reality is Democrats, Rob Zappel and Stephanie Walker, don't want the tax rate. They don't want this tax rate decrease. They want to spend $40 million increased compared to last year. They want to put that burden on the taxpayers of New Hanover County. They want you to pay more. And this, the whole nonsense of this meeting is not public, continues with Rob Zappel.
What are you afraid of?
I'm sorry.
Why are you afraid
for other people?
Why are you afraid to bring this out in front of the public in a public setting?
Sir, you keep framing this in an incorrect way. This is a public meeting.
Let's do it in
Stop
front.
Saying that it's not a public meeting, Rob. It is a public meeting.
I never said it was a public meeting. I'm saying that our regularly scheduled Board of Commissioners meeting on Monday is the appropriate place to do this so that you can defend some of this, of what you're trying to do here. What are you afraid of waiting until Monday?
Not afraid of anything. I'm ready to proceed to the vote. We're going to vote today.
Because you want to keep it out of the eye of
no,
the
sir.
Public.
No, sir. That is not correct.
We're being recorded right now.
Hmm.
We're being are we live streamed?
Yes, ma'am.
It is not the same thing by a long shot.
It is not the same thing. Yeah, well, sucks to be you then. You're not in the majority. It is exactly the same thing. It's a public meeting. By the way, the commission meeting starts at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm going to, of course, tune into that. I'm sure there will be some commentary from the board members, the Democrats, specifically Rob Zappel and Stephanie Walker, on this process that unfolded last Thursday. And I'll end you with this last clip. Here's 2 minutes of Rob Zappel talking about the dismantling of New Hanover County. By the way, $11 million increase from, just again, I want to set the context on this. This is an $11 million increase from last year's past budget. $11 million more. $11 million more. Not $11 million less. $11 million more than last year's budget.
I think what you're about to hear is a dismantling of your county and a retreat from the core services that we all rely on.
What a ridiculous, I'm sorry. I was going to let this play through. It's ridiculous. Complete fear-mongering. Dismantling of New Hanover County with an $11 million increase? How can you even say that? What parallels are you drawing that you equate $11 million increase with dismantling of government? How do those two things exist at the same time? How can you increase the budget to now over $460 million a year and at the same time be dismantling New Hanover County and dismantling the core services? A complete farcical statement there from Rob Zappel.
I think what you're about to hear is a dismantling of your county and a retreat from the core services that we all rely on. Whether it's now or having to wait weeks to get a building permit or worrying we no longer have a functional 911 emergency system, which I know that we're now taking action to try and resolve, and I'm appreciative of it. But the rest of this budget is pointless and unnecessarily cruel. It denies the reality of the county's prosperity and growth. It is backward, not forward-looking. It creates serious problems for us in the near future, problems that we would be smart to avoid. New Hanover County is now one of the wealthiest counties in the state, and with a new tax rate that would preserve and continue the work that what we are doing, we would have had the fourth lowest tax rate out of 100 counties in North Carolina. Those that are lower are Macon, Dare, and Carteret, none of which come close to our economic vitality and growth. And thanks to the leadership of our county manager and staff, we can proudly say that we have grown, we have hired the best and the brightest employees to meet the increased demands. And once a month, our Board of Commissioners meeting, we acknowledge and celebrate the commitment and dedication of the people who work for us, who work for you. But this budget that's proposed by the three Republicans on this board with across-the-board cuts will result in the unwarranted firing of up to at least 70 of these valued employees, not because their services are no longer needed, not because they're not doing their jobs poorly, but because of a political ideology that believes, despite the realities of growth, that less government is always better.
It is.
That's simply not the truth.
Yeah, no, 100%. Every single time. Less government is better. There's no system, there is no entity you can point to in the history of our world, history of the United States of America, and say more government always leads to better. It doesn't exist. Dismantling of the government, ravaging New Hanover County, cutting core services, it's all bullshit. There's no other way to put it. It's not true. Core services are not being cut. Dane Scalise, when he made his motion to approve the budget, allocated almost $3 million to the 911 upgrades that Rob Zappel was so concerned about that a choking child wouldn't be able to get through to 911. So that's being funded. And by the way, you as a taxpayer are saving hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a year with this new property reevaluation. So in wrapping up our discussion this morning, I want to once again thank the chair of the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners, Bill Rivenbark, Vice Chair Leanne Pierce, and Commissioner Dane Scalise for fighting for me and for you, the citizens of New Hanover County that don't have the extra hundred, that don't have the extra thousands of dollars a year to spend on our property taxes, who don't have this extra discretionary money that seemingly just exists all over the place to fund the wants of county government at the tune of almost $500 million a year. The original proposed budget was like $497 million, almost a half a billion dollar a year budget If government is so concerned about core services, if Rob Zappel and Stephanie Walker are so concerned about core services, then it's time to find the bloat, the fat, and the waste in government that currently exists so that you can allocate those funds to core services. The solution is not putting the burden on the taxpayers of New Hanover County. The solution to a growing area is not making housing more unaffordable by jacking up people's property tax rates. That is not a solution. That is not good government by any stretch of the imagination. I appreciate those three Republican board members, and I'll encourage you to send an email this morning. You can, let me see if I can make sure I can get this email address pulled up. There is a county email address that you can do to email the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners, where you can, it goes to all five of the commissioners. You can email them and tell them that you appreciate this. The email address is NHCCommissioners with an S, NHCCommissioners@NHCGov.com. NHCCommissioners@NHCGov.com. I'll put that link, that email address in the show notes as well for those listening after the fact. Email your county commissioners and thank them for lowering the tax rate to 30.6 cents. It will have a major, huge impact on your property taxes as we head into the latter parts of this year and into the early parts of next. So again, appreciate Bill, Leanne, and Dane for their work fighting for this. And I'm very curious if this is going to come up at the discussion during the commission meeting this morning. I will be keeping a very close eye on that. And if relevant, we'll provide any details coming up for you tomorrow right here on the Nick Craig Show. Before we head out of here this morning, I want to encourage you, if you enjoy some of this content, takes a lot of time to go through and pull all of these clips, you can support the show and get access to bonus content by heading on over to patreon.com/Nick Craig. That's patreon.com/Nick Craig. $5, $10 a month. If you believe that you are getting some value from the show, you can support it financially and keep us up and running here weekday mornings, 7 a.m. live on YouTube, Rumble, and X. Once again, thanks to the law group here in Wilmington for their continued support as well. Give them a call at 910-251-6088 or visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. That's 910-251-6088. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning on The Nick Craig Show. We're back tomorrow morning right here.